The first team may have been looking on, but the rest of the Broncos were playing with intensity for 60 minutes, which translated to a 28-14 win at Arizona in the preseason finale.
Overall, we turned out fairly healthy. I think Lou Green has a minor hamstring. Exactly how serious that is, I really don't know at this time. I should know in the next day or two. But I thought there was some great effort out there, and I was pleased with the effort going into the fourth game. Got a chance to evaluate a lot of second and third team players today, and we had some great competition out there.
Early on, it may have looked like a mismatch on paper, but someone forgot to tell the Broncos' second team defense that he'd be going against the first unit of Arizona early on. All Denver's defense would do was limit the Cardinals to just 53 yards of total offense in just two possessions, along with a fumble recovery. Turnovers would be key to the Broncos' victory. Behind Matt Leinart, the Cardinals went into halftime with a 14-10 lead, though the Broncos showed the ability with Darrell Hackney behind center to move the football offensively. One of those drives came in the second quarter, a 10-play, 74-yard drive, capped off by a 1-yard run by Michael Pittman, which gave Denver a 10-7 lead. The second half got off to a slow start for both teams, but belonged to Denver in the end. The Broncos erupted for 18 points in the fourth quarter, highlighted by an 84-yard touchdown from Darrell Hackney to Kerry Colbert, which drew a huge roar from the Broncos fans. Give credit to the Broncos defense, though. 5 turnovers total, 3 in the second half, which fueled the Broncos run and limited the Cardinals to just 71 yards on the ground. Offensively, Anthony Allridge highlighted a running attack that finished with 187 yards. 120 of that came on 23 carries from quick six.
You know, I just went out there and did my best. I don't know what the coaches have in mind, but whatever it is, I just go with it and run with it. And I just gave it all my best ability.
Though it was fun for the Broncos to come away with a victory in the preseason, most of the players were thinking ahead to cutdown day. With camp and the preseason finally over, it's now time to trim the roster to just 53 players before the start of the season, which is something all players understand.
It's out of my hands. You know, whatever happens, happens. If I'm the third quarterback on the roster, I'm satisfied. If I'm on practice squad, I still have a lot of improvement.
I don't think it's all based on this one game. Honestly, I think it's based on training camp and the whole preseason. So I think that's how coaches are going to end up making the decision, and we'll see what they do.
Absolutely. I'm going to be real nervous. I doubt I sleep tonight. And but I feel like I did the best with the opportunities that I had, and going there, regardless of what happens, I can go with no regrets. Hopefully I stick around. I love Denver. I love the organization. So I hope good things happen, but I don't have any regrets about how this preseason went.
Reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Casey Byers.